Thank you for having me here. My name is Max Mehl. I work for the Free Software Foundation Europe, the FSFE. We are a charity that empowers users to control technology. And today I would like to talk with you about one of our projects called Reuse. This is a nice project aimed towards developers, but also people reusing software code, and how we can make that easier. But before getting started right into the topic, I would like to ask you for some honesty. So I have three simple questions. So if it applies to you, please raise your hand. The first question is, who of you has ever programmed some software code? May it be a shell script or a sophisticated program? Okay, I see 95% of the hands up. Perhaps the last 5% are either sleeping or never touched software code. But this is fine as well. Don't leave the room. It might be interesting to you as well what I'm talking about. Second question is, who has ever released some software code, so released it as free software? Okay, numbers drop not significantly, 80%. That's awesome. Folks, you're awesome. You're providing code, your creativity as free software to other people. You spread the four freedoms and enable people to control technology. That's awesome. But now the last question before we get started. Who has never been confused by how to properly license their free software code? Never. One, two, three. Wow, guys. Either you really blatantly lie to me, or you're geniuses, really. Congrats. Okay, next genius. So this is a problem, right? We have four people in this room, roughly 5% who probably know how to do free software licensing. We should change that. So there are some common uncertainties when doing free software licensing, right? So the most easiest question is, where do I put the information about my chosen license? So you do free software, you release that, and you think about which license should it have, like under which conditions can users use and reuse your software, because that's your freedom to decide that. But where to put that? In the README file? In some license text somewhere in the repo? Do you have to edit every file, or do you have to call Richard Stallman to ask him? Well, that's a problem, right? We don't know, or many people don't know. And what do I do when I have multiple licenses in my project? So this could well be if your code is under a GPL license, well, under which license you can decide, but you have some documentation, for instance, which should be under like a documentation license and a text license like Creative Commons. So you have now two licenses. Where to put this information? Two license files in your repo? That's complicated. Then, very important, how can we make sure that reusers are aware of the license that we've chosen? So you said, I want to have a copyleft license, or I don't want to have a copyleft license. How can you inform reusers, so other free software projects, individual users, but also big corporations, about your choice? How can you do that? Like, how to make them really aware of what you think about your conditions for reuse? And, well, last but not least, free software is great because we can build on top of what others have solved. So we have an issue, a problem, another guy, another girl on the internet solved that issue. You want to take the code and reuse it in your own program to make a shortcut. That's great. Free software enables you to do that. But how to find out which conditions, which license the other person chose? So now you have to crawl through the repository, the README file, or you have to trust something like github.com and the license indicator on top, and that's not really cool. I mean, that's work, and free software programming should be fun. So we thought we really have to make licensing and copyright easier for everyone. So we have to find easy solutions because the solutions out there are not really solving the problem. And we came up with something called Reuse. Reuse is supposed to help you, free software developers, and free software reusers. Our idea is to solve this problem at the very source. So we don't store information about our copyright and our licensing choice somewhere else, but as close as possible to the source files. So the idea is that it's really hard to ignore your licensing choice and your copyright information. So what we did is to come up with best practices for free software developers to make this licensing easy and transparent for everyone. So easy for developers, easy for reusers. And as I said, the idea is to store this information as close as possible to the source, so ideally at every file. You would have in each source code file a license header or something like that, or something where it's really easy to find this licensing and copyright information. And so the steps to reach this goal are quite simple. There are three steps. The first is choose and provide licenses. So you should, as a free software developer, make a conscious decision about which license to choose and store this in a dedicated place, like the full license text inside of your repo. The second part is to add copyright and licensing information to every file. So either add a comment header to every source code file, or if that's not possible, like for binary files, like pictures, or like other edge cases, we also provide some other alternatives to do that. The idea is, again, as close as possible, as transparent as possible. And the last step is to confirm reuse compliance. That's quite simple. We have a reuse helper tool, which can check your repository, and you can verify whether you have this information available for every file. If that's done, you get a big fat smiley, and you're done for this. So this is one example how this could look.